I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Wednesday, September 25th. The Quincy DPW is conducting smoke testing of sewer lines across the city through mid-October to try and detect any leaks in the system. Officials say the testing uses non-toxic, non-staining smoke that vents through the plumbing, manholes, or roof equipment. Officials say it is possible that some smoke may enter homes due to defective or unused plumbing, and that police and fire details will be available to respond to any of those incidents. The testing is beginning this week on Howes Neck and will continue across the city for the next month. Quincy residents are being asked how the city can make improvements for better traffic flow and pedestrian safety. The Traffic, Parking, Alarm, and Lighting Department, or TPAL, is conducting a study to shape the city's streets, sidewalks, and pathways for the future. The information will be used to update the city's bicycle and pedestrian master plan. Residents can offer their input through the city's website. As many as one in three adults in Massachusetts are facing food insecurity, and at the same time, more than a third of all available food in the country is going to waste. One solution, food rescue programs. Here in Quincy, Interfaith Social Services operates one such program, diverting more than 434,000 pounds of food last year from the waste stream to the households of Massachusetts residents in need. Since 2009, Interfaith has rescued more than 5 million pounds of food from local restaurants, retailers, and grocery stores. In 2014, the state banned the disposal of commercial organic waste. That meant no one in the state could dispose of one ton or more of organic material per week. And 2 years ago, they tightened that rule to half a ton per week. So Interfaith's food rescue coordinators drive a refrigerated box truck around the region 5 days a week, stopping at grocery stores like Stop and Shop and Trader Joe's and retail stores such as Target. At each stop, they load up the truck with food that stores can't sell. Interfaith also partners with local food rescue organization Spoonfuls for weekly deliveries of perishable food they recover. When the boxes of food arrive at Interfaith's food pantry, volunteers sort and shelve it and make sure the food is fresh and within food safety guidelines. According to the US EPA, the average family spends $1,500 a year on food that does not get eaten. The learning loss that came about as the result of the pandemic and its shift towards remote schooling that began more than 4 years ago is still showing up in standardized test results, according to state officials, as they released the latest batch of MCAS scores yesterday. Across Massachusetts, students in every grade level scored lower on English language arts in 2024 than they did the year before, losing gains made last year in that subject and still far behind pre-pandemic scores. The most dramatic losses were in fifth grade, where the number of students meeting or exceeding expectations fell 6 percentage points below last year's fifth graders on the reading and writing portion of the test. Other grades dipped between 1 and 4 points from last year. Education experts around the country have been declaring literacy, and specifically literacy among young learners, a crisis. Governor Healey said in her State of the Commonwealth address this year that she'd help deliver resources for schools to address the reading crisis and promised $30 million a program that she dubbed Literacy Launch. She was able to secure $20 million for it in the first year of what she hopes will be a five-year program to be distributed through grants to districts to purchase high-quality instructional materials and fund professional development for teachers. The administration also recently announced a $38 million federal literacy grant. Though the English language arts scores declined last year, math and science scores were more mixed. No grades in any of the subjects have recovered to 2019 levels, but some improved over last year or stayed the same. A Marshfield man accused in a deadly 2019 crash that killed a 13-year-old girl in Pembroke and seriously injured two others, was found guilty on all counts yesterday afternoon. Gregory Goodsell was found guilty by a Plymouth Superior Court jury of one count of murder in the second degree, one count of motor vehicle manslaughter while operating under the influence and leaving the scene, property damage. Also found guilty on two counts of OUI causing serious bodily injury. In December 2019, Goodsell got drunk and high at a company Christmas party before getting behind the wheel of a company truck and driving at speeds up to 95 miles per hour. Around 7 a.m., he collided with a Subaru driven by 55-year-old Elizabeth Zisserson on Route 139 in Pembroke. Zisserson's 13-year-old daughter, Claire, and her friend, 13-year-old Kendall Zimoto, were in the back seat at the time of the crash. The collision killed Claire Zisserson, caused significant injuries to Elizabeth and Zimoto. Goodsell was a former employee at Highway Safety Systems and reportedly was no stranger to driving infractions. At the time of the crash, investigators say Goodsell had a blood alcohol level of 0.266 and was under the influence of cocaine. Police found a bottle of whiskey, a beer can, two nip bottles, marijuana, and a pipe in his vehicle as well. He'll be back in court next Thursday for a sentencing hearing. An 18-year-old Massachusetts man arrested last night in Medford and is being charged with murder in connection with the death of 17-year-old Kamitri Cole of Brockton. Kareem Gendraw, whose last known address was in Randolph, was taken into custody by members of the state police last night. Gendraw is being charged with murder and carrying an illegal firearm. He'll be arraigned in Taunton District Court today. State police assigned to the DA's office and our Taunton Police and Homicide Unit are investigating. The murder occurred last Friday in Taunton. Police were called to Lothrop Street after getting a 911 call regarding a person shot inside a mobile home at that address. Cole was pronounced dead at the scene. An 18-year-old Holyoke man was also shot. He drove himself to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. Witnesses said the shooting happened during a late-night party. Brockton Public Schools said last week Cole was a student up until about a year ago, but he was not currently enrolled in the system. More than 4 years after the old Norwood Hospital was destroyed by a flood, and with construction on a new hospital halted because of parent company Steward Healthcare's bankruptcy, the clock is ticking toward the imminent expiration of the hospital's license. Norwood Hospital's license with the state is due to expire on November 5th. Steward originally said it planned to build a new hospital with more than 400,000 square feet of space, including emergency services, 10 operating rooms, advanced diagnostic imaging services, and space for outpatient services. Work started but was never completed. Now, Medical Properties Trust owns the land, and Steward filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection on May 6th. Norwood Town Manager Tony Mazzucco said he wants to see another hospital open in its place, but it remains unclear how that could happen. In June of 2020, more than 4 inches of rain fell in Norwood in about 90 minutes. So in low-lying areas like parking lots outside the hospital, several feet of water collected rapidly. Surveillance footage from inside the hospital showed doors buckling under the pressure as water rushed in, slamming against furniture, equipment, and boxes. Governor Healey said in August that securing a future for Norwood Hospital could not be prioritized when other operational facilities were in danger of closing. Earlier this month, a bankruptcy judge approved the sale of Steward's 6 remaining hospitals. The parties were also finalizing an agreement to sell Steward's Good Samaritan Medical Center and St. Elizabeth's Medical Center to Boston Medical Center. The state plans to take St. Elizabeth's by eminent domain. Landlord Apollo Global Management is pushing back on the offered price of $4.5 million. Kearney Hospital and Neshoba Valley Medical Center closed at the end of August after Steward did not find qualified buyers. Members of the U.S. Senate are considering a vote to hold Steward's CEO, Dr. Ralph De La Torre, in contempt after he failed to testify at a committee meeting. State Senator Mike Rush and Representative John Rogers have said they're working on legislation that would allow Norwood Hospital to be operated under UMass Medical, but UMass says they are not involved in that effort. Mazzucco said he believes a new operator for the hospital could emerge within a matter of months. A Braintree man recently won $1 million prize on a scratch ticket that he purchased at a South Shore beer market. Mark Farina chose the cash option on his Cash Word instant ticket game prize and received a one-time payment of $650,000. Farina told the lottery he plans to do home improvements and put some of his winnings toward retirement and his family. Farina purchased his winning ticket at Resendiz Market on Washington Street in Braintree. The store will receive a $10,000 bonus for selling the winning ticket. A check of business news this morning. Stocks are higher. The Dow is up 83 points. The NASDAQ rose 100. And the S&P is up 14. The stocks in Asia are mixed. The dollar rose. The euro is higher. And oil at $71 a barrel. In sports, Red Sox beat the Blue Jays again in Toronto, 6-5. 10 innings last night. They'll play again tonight at 7.07 p.m. Forecast from the National Weather Service, a mainly cloudy day today with highs in the mid-60s. The rain arrives late tonight, low of 52. Rain and showers throughout the day tomorrow, high 68. Friday, partly cloudy and warmer, high of 74. Partly cloudy Saturday, high 70. The marine forecast, 1 foot waves, east winds at 10 knots, high tide 6:17 p.m. Sunrise 6:35, sets at 6:34. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News Update for Wednesday, September 25th.